wrap up here today, let's bring Randy in real quick and see if we can help him out with a water heater issue. Randy, welcome to the broadcast. Tell us what you're working on.
Thank you. A couple of weeks ago, I purchased a Rheem water softener, electric water heater resin. And the following Wednesday, it started beeping and the panel just shut off. So I called Rheem. They sent out a plumber and a new control panel. And so far, two more control panels have gone bad. I just wondered, is there a better brand, or can you find one of the old ones that doesn't have all the electronic junk on it?
And this is a water heater, an electric water heater?
Yeah, electric water heater, 50 gallons.
Yeah, I don't know of any ongoing problem with Rheem like this, so I don't know if it's isolated to the product. They have some pretty neat. I think they own the Marathon currently. Marathon's a type of water heater that's changed ownership over the years, and I think they've currently have it, and it's a good one. It's a very it's plastic. It's insulated. It's so it never rusts out, and there's 4 inches of insulation, so it stays hot a lot longer than your regular tank ones. I mean, so you're not dealing with a bad brand. So I would be curious. We'll get you in touch with one of our plumbers in your area and see what we can do to help you. Because I mean, there's Bradford White's a good brand. There's a couple American Standards, another good brand that, but the fact that it just keeps blowing at your house, I don't know if something's not wired incorrectly or something else is happening.
Because you gotta get an electrician out there to.
I mean, even a second-rate product, which this one isn't, doesn't generally fail 3 times in a row like that.
There's something else going on. I don't know anything about it, but I'd say there's
something else going on. We'll get you in touch with a plumber and help resolve that. Nathan Angel, Bellegarde, Hardscape, and Chef of the Day.
Yeah, man. You were talking now, you know, we're talking about this, our season to start planting again, but it's a great time if you have existing Bellegarde products to get out and take a look at them and maybe do some maintenance on them.
Yeah. Any good paver product, especially even Bellegarde Hardscape, needs regular maintenance. We used to say that there was no maintenance, and as I mentioned earlier on air, you can get by with no maintenance, but you're going to lose some of that beautiful color because of the wonderful dust storms that we get coming through the monsoon season here. Pavers are microporous. They will start to accumulate some of that dust in there, and we really want to try to get that lifted out. And just simple water or even a pressure washer, which is the worst thing you can put on your pavers, won't get that lifted out of there. So this is the perfect time of year now that we're coming out of the heat. The monsoon season's over with. We're not worried about dust storms any longer. We can get in there with a good chemical clean. We can get it deep clean and really bring the color back. You don't have to necessarily seal it. I'm a fan of using water-based penetrating sealers, especially around the cooking area, in case any grease gets splattered down.
When
yes, when somebody drops that burger, or you drop the burger and throw it back on the grill because you don't want to waste the
10-second rule.
I saw Jimmy adhere to that earlier with the pepperoni.
Oh, Jimmy. Yes, yeah. No good food left, gone to waste. So it's a great time to get in there with a chemical clean. Follow the directions is the biggest piece of advice, or call us. We'll walk you through step by step. The biggest thing is I would also highly recommend, there's a whole lot of products on the market after the economic downturn, or whatever we want to call the period of time that we went through recently. There, a lot of folks stayed in their homes. They looked to refurbish. The clean and seal industry came wild. There's so many brands out on the market. Check with your paver manufacturer on the brand that they recommend for their material. They've all got a brand that they recommend that works well.
Well, if you've ever heard the program before, we're a fan of masonry. And for the first and foremost reason, when you go and look at ancient civilizations, what's left? Do you see any, like, spears
there's not any thatched roofs left.
These huge stone pyramids,
block walls, yeah.
The Roman cathedrals that are left, the Indian ruins that are left, all had to do with packing dirt and cutting stone.
The first highway system was basically built with a paver system.
There
it's
you
natural,
go.
Natural stone, the Appian Way. Still there today.
Maintenance, the most maintenance free you can get is with masonry. Bellegarde's been a proud partner with Rosie on the House, and we're proud to have you. A couple things to run through here real quick. Next Sunday is the 40th anniversary of the Tucson Botanical Gardens, and they've got a nice Sunday afternoon tour you can walk through and join. As well as something for our northern Arizona. This is a new product, and if you're cutting wood, getting ready for the winter to come on, this is a chainsaw ruler. You attach it to your chainsaw, and you can adjust the size. So when you go to cut the log, let's say you want it at 12 inches, but you don't have to go mark it. Just attach it to your chainsaw and bring it out 12 inches or 18 inches or 24 feet. Boom, 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 boom. Run it right along to cut it. So something for our northern Arizona. Chainsawrule.com.
Next Saturday, the Valley of the Sun Iris Society is having their iris rhizome sale here, the 11th. So next Saturday here at Harper's. And, of course, we're here till 5:30 today. $10 off any purchase of 50 or more. I think Nathan's got more stuff to cook. There's lots of good stuff to eat. And we're drawn for a free landscape design. Right. So if you're looking to redo something with some Bellegarde pavers, maybe a maybe see that pizza oven, you want that worked into a landscape design, sign up. We're going to draw for a free landscape design.
We're wrapping up the broadcast, but we're not leaving today. We'll be here till 2 with the vendors and the food. Y'all are here till 5:30.
Come see Urban Street Flower Gardens. Come see Paul the Pond Gnome. And, of course, Bellegarde Pavers and Velarde Gardens and Harper's Nursery.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful